what's interesting about the media claiming that someone with an objectively liberal voting record and track record is a pragmatic moderate is that it just tells us that the media are not to be trusted in covering this race. That is just simply not true. And she has made quite a point of having a history as someone on the left. She is not just supportive of abortion. She actually moves to imprison pro-lifers and journalists who have exposed Planned Parenthood's wrongdoing. She was actually a ringleader of the anti-Kavanaugh circus, where Democrats didn't just oppose Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court, they actually tried to destroy his life, and she was front and center in that. She has far-left positions on guns. She thinks that many guns should be banned and that people shouldn't have their Second Amendment rights. She is a supporter of a major increase in the administrative state to address what she believes are climate change problems. She's for tax hikes. She's for Medicare for all. I mean, they're really on any issue. There's no way you could call her either pragmatic or moderate. So the fact that the New York Times said that, or that they devoted their entire front page today to this hagiographic promotion of her, when, you know, the last time someone picked a VP nominee, it was relegated to the bottom right hand corner of the front page, barely mentioned, with a very negative headline when Trump picked Pence. It just tells us that the media are fully on board with the Democratic presidential campaign, and they will do whatever it takes to get Joe Biden and Kamala Harris elected.